Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan presents The Fan Late Night with Sean Trotar.
A couple of new members as of today. The trade deadline has come and gone. They add Vladislav Namestnikov, a player we talked about last week right here, and Michael Hutchinson, goaltender, of which our guest, Avs insider Adrian Daters, brought to you by Bud Light, talked that the Avs would go get. AD, you and I, we split it up. I had one, you had one. We got it.
I know, man. That's why we get the big bucks, John. We both laugh heartily at our.
Oh yeah,
yeah. No, we got something. You know, every what's the saying?
Blind even squirrel blind finds a nut. Yeah,
ground, even a blind squirrel finds an acorn once in a while. So we got ours. We got our nut. We got our acorns today.
Yeah. The trades here for the Avs. The fourth rounder for Namestnikov is a free agent at the end of the year. That's. Maybe a rental type guy knows if the Avs love what they see, they can obviously engage in talks because you understand they do have a lot of cap space. Hutchinson, obviously a pure depth move, makes me think that probably they believe that Grubauer may not be around for very, very long. How do you like these two additions? What do you think about it?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we'll start with the Hutchinson thing first. I mean, he's absolutely just stopgap backup measure. The Avs do play a lot of back-to-back games still. Not back-to-back, but one every other night, basically, for the rest of the season. I guess they just did not have enough faith in Hunter Mieszka to serve as a starter in a game. Feel bad for the kid. At least he got an NHL paycheck for a few days. Never saw the ice, though. So, you know, like I've been told, Grubauer shouldn't be out, you know, two loans. Nobody will say exactly when he might come back, but, you know, the Avs do practice tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see if he gets out on the ice. They've been off the last couple of days. So, you know, maybe Hutchinson will get a start or two, and he has 162 games of NHL experience. Yes, he was terrible this year so far with the Maple Leafs, but I don't think, you know, Josh Plant would have a very good safety center playing in front of that Maple Leafs defense this year. So you got to take some of those numbers with in context. He does have a very good AHL career record. He does have a career saves percentage over 90% in the NHL still, despite a disastrous season this year. So, you know, hey, maybe a kid comes in here, wins a couple games, and that'll be good enough for the Avs. Remember everybody batting off of Andrew Hammond when he played a couple years ago and said, what is this guy doing in the net? That guy won a big playoff game for him. We'll see. Namestnikov is a pure depth forward. I don't see a lot of Senators games. I can't sit here and say with absolute authority what he's like as a player. I've always said this, that I can't really know a player until I see him on the Avalanche every night. And that's just the way hockey is to me. I just don't learn as much on TV. He may be able to help the penalty-killing unit out. He leads the NHL in shorthanded goals. And, you know, the Avalanche are 18th in the league in penalty-killing percentage, 79.8%. Maybe he can come in and help some of that. Matt Calvert remains out, one of their top PK guys. So, you know, the question is, where is he going to play on the line? He's probably going to slot in the third line guy right now. But what happens when Calvert comes back and all the other injured guys? We'll see. That's a good question that we'll have to talk about on another late night segment down the road.
We're talking with our Avalanche insider, Adrian Dater. Follow him on Twitter at adater. And there's a lot of thought that the Avs, they have a very, very good chance. I mean, this is not a joke anymore. You're this far into the season. They are cup contenders. Did you feel that maybe they should have swung for the fences a little bit and tried to capitalize on that championship window? Because These teams, you know, you don't. The assumption is the window's just propping open for the Avs, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. This is such a parity league, and when you feel like you're close, maybe you do. But I really don't think so. I think that this team has too much future ahead of them to gamble all in right now on this year. I just feel like the Avs window is going to be several years. And, you know, whenever you give up future prospects to win now, you know, you put so much pressure on the team, yourselves. The Avalanche of the old did do that, but that was in a no salary cap era too. I think people forget that. You know, everybody says, well, how come the Avs don't go for it like they used to? Well, you can't make big signings, just unlimited paycheck acquisitions anymore like you used to. You got to have a cap. You got to have a budget fit under that cap, and you can't do that as much. You can't just go out and rob the worst players, the worst team's best players anymore at the deadline like you used to be able to do, you know? And the Avs did that very well back in the day. So the world has changed. Big trades usually happen in the summer at the draft or early in the season. And, you know, the Avalanche have proven that themselves. They've made a bunch of blockbusters the last few years. I think they're going for it in their own way, but I just don't think the deadline is the place to do it. The history shows that rental trades don't often work out in Stanley Cups. Now, yes, it did work out for the Avalanche in 2001 when they got Rob Blake at the deadline. They won a cup off of that. They got Ray Bourque the year before and won a cup with him, you know, the next year. But that was in the cap era, no cap era. So I think that the Avalanche did the smart thing by not parting with any top prospects or a rental player. I don't even think the rental players are all that great this year when you analyze it. Chris Kreider of the Rangers, okay, he's a good player, but he's not a superstar. So I think the Avs did the right thing today by just keeping the plan, sticking with it, and winning with their own guys and not having to always look for outside help.
They have the second most points in the Western Conference and sort of an odd schedule coming up. They have the one game Wednesday at home versus the Sabres, and then they go on the road for six of their next seven games. So you're going to get to see how they incorporate these guys right off the bat. When you get new players like this, even though we know Hutchinson, it's a little bit different. He's just going to play maybe here and there. But someone like Domestikov, how do you get these guys, when you've seen these trades, get themselves incorporated, get themselves used to things? How quickly does that happen? And can this team gel with the addition and the slight changes immediately?
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, especially for a goalie to just come in and do stuff. He's going to play in front of a better defense than he did in Toronto again. So I think let's give the kid a chance. He has had a terrible year. I mean, he was booed right out of Toronto. Like, everybody was like saying good riddance to Michael Hutchinson today at Toronto. The joke was, of course, that at least they didn't, you know, now they can go out and sign that 42-year-old Zamboni driver as their backup. That was an amazing story, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think a guy like Domestikov will be okay to slot into. He's a depth guy. He knows that he's going to play a depth role. Those depth guys always play the same kind of game, you know, go in and check hard, be responsible as much as you can be, chip in now and then. And he scored 20 goals like 4 years ago for the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Rangers, 22 goals. So, you know, a kid's shown that he can put the puck in the net before. He's got 13 goals this year. I think that would be in the top half of the Avalanche's, you know, goal scoring numbers this year.
Yes.
So, you know, I think it was a good move by Joe Sakic, potentially. I'd like to see the kid play first, but I pronounce it as a good move. But they only gave up a fourth-round pick next season. Pretty low-risk move either way when you think about it. And, you know, again, I think it's I know people wanted a blockbuster, and they love trades, and how come we didn't get Carey Price or something like that? But this is not going to happen. It never was going to happen. And let's just be thankful what we got going forward. It's a good team, and I think it's, you know, a good day otherwise.
He is Adrian Dater. Follow him again on Twitter at adater and at coloradohockeynow.com. Check all of that out. AD, looking forward to catching up with you on Wednesday when we actually get to see some of these guys on the ice, and we'll find out how things start even with the practice tomorrow. So appreciate the time tonight. I know trade deadline's a little bit wacky, so it's been a busy day. I appreciate you dropping by.
appreciate it, Sean. Thanks for having me. Talk to you Wednesday night.
All right. Take care. He is Adrian Dater. Brought to you by friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Michael Hutchinson, by the way, talked about that bad year today. 4-9-1 on the season with a goals against of 3.66 and a save percentage of .886. It's been a disastrous year for Hutchinson. And over the course of his career, he's 50-52-14 with 2.81 goals against. So this is not a guy that has really had a distinguished career. Back in the 2014-15 season with the Jets, he went 21-10, had a good year there, but ever since then has not been very good, just kind of had that one blip. I don't think the Avs expect very much out of him. They just wanted to get a goalie with experience that they felt they could throw in the net until Grubauer gets back. So I don't expect Hutchinson to make a very big difference. Franzos is going to be the guy. He's the NHL first star of the week. So he's definitely going to be the guy until Grubauer gets back. And who knows if he stays hot. We've seen this in hockey before. Maybe he stays the guy. But the Mestikov trade, I like that one. A fourth rounder a year from now for a guy that has more goals on the year than Cale Makar. Yeah, I think that's worth throwing a dart. Makes a lot of sense to me. We'll go back to the combine. Talk about the combine. And size. It's everything, right? At least that's what I've been told. That's why apparently Joe Burrow's not going to be very good. In fact, he may be considering retirement. I'll explain next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.